Fry what?
Those fried pies you were talking about. Boy, she used to fry those pies, man, they're really good.
Well, the butter run out, you know, and they'd be right waxy.
Hey,
yeah.
Granny.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean.
How do you get the lard to pick up the taste, though, that bacon grease has? How can you get a taste of lard? There's no taste of lard, is there?
Yeah.
Gee. Okay.
Granny, when you buy flour now, what size bag did you buy?
I don't buy any at all, but I get the 10-pound or 5 or 10-pound bag.
Okay. 5 or 10-pound what would you use to make the bread that is not baking powder or soda? It comes in a small little packet and is dry and granulated.
Plain cornbread, I guess. Plain bread. That's what...
What do you use to make bread rise?
Well, it's soda, and I put in a little soda and a little baking powder and salt and put an egg in it.
Okay. Did you ever use
the egg bread.
Did you ever use yeast?
Not in making bread, I didn't.
Okay.
What did you use yeast for?
Making light bread.
What's the difference between bread and light bread?
Well, cornbread, this is cornbread, and light bread's made out of flour. Cornbread's made out of meal.
Okay, Granny, when you crack an egg open, there's two parts to the egg inside of it. What do you call it?
The yolk and the white.
Okay. All right. Section 46. Okay, if you took those eggs and cooked them in hot water, what do you call them?
Boiled egg.
If you crack them and let them fall out of the shell into hot water, what do you call them?
Poached egg.
Okay. What do you call the salt or sugar-cured meat you might boil with greens?
Hog's jaw.
Okay.
Beg your pardon?
Hog's jaw.
Hog's jaw. It wasn't, was it hog's jaw?
Hog's jaw.
Or
you any kind, you can boil any kind of meat with the beans.
Well, what was the flat part of the meat called off the hog that you boiled in
there? Much as I can.
Biting slabs.
Yeah, that was the sides of the hog, you know, but it's called a middling.
Middling?
Middling, yeah.
Okay. You ever call it the, what's fat back?
Fat
bone, like
that.
Anyway, you used to cut some middling off and put it in when you turn it green?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that good?
Yeah.
So, is any other part of the pig that you used?
Used olives. Used everything.
No, I mean to cook in the turnip green to flavor them up.
No.
Just the middling. Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. I want to ask a question. You didn't use the actual head of the pig, did you?
No, I used the... Yep. I took the... used the jaws. They cut the jaws off from the head. And you could take the hog's head and the feet and stew them and get that meat all off and make pressed meat out of it.
Okay, Granny, when you cut the side of a hog off, what do you call it?
It's a middling.
Okay. What's the legs called of a hog?
There's a ham. And a ham and...
ham and middling.
And shoulder.
Ham
and shoulder and the middling.
Alright.
The backbone.
Okay. What about the one you cut the bacon off of? That's the middle. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What about a side of bacon?
Well, that's the middle.
Is that what you call
it?
The
side of bacon, that's the middle.
Side
of
bacon,
that's the middle. Side of bacon, that's the bacon.
Oh, side of bacon, okay. What kind of meat that you buy? Okay. When you go to the store and buy this meat in packages, what do you call it? That you eat every morning for breakfast?
Ham.
Could you eat ham?
Mm-hmm.